Faithfulness of the Laws of Health.
I am convinced that none need to make themselves sick preparing for camp meeting if they observe the laws of health in their cooking. If they make no cake or pies but cook simple graham bread and depend on fruit, canned or dried, they need not get sick in preparing for the meeting, and they need not be sick while at the meeting. None should go through the entire meeting without some warm food. Brethren and sisters must not be sick upon the encampment. If they clothe themselves properly in the chill of morning and night and are particular to vary their clothing according to the changing weather, so as to preserve proper circulation and strictly observe regularity in sleeping and in eating of simple food, taking nothing between meals, they need not be sick. Those who have been engaged in hard labor from day to day now cease their exercise. Therefore, they should not eat their average amount of food. If they do, their stomachs will be overtaxed. We wish to have the brain power especially vigorous at these meetings, and in the most healthy condition to hear the truth, appreciate it, and retain it, that all may practice it after their return from the meeting. If the stomach is burdened with too much food, even of a simple character, the brain force is called to the aid of the digestive organs. There is a benumbed sensation upon the brain. It is almost impossible to keep the eyes open. The very truths which should be heard, understood, and practiced are entirely lost through indisposition or because the brain is almost paralyzed in consequence of the amount of food eaten.